Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for laying down your life for us. Help us to listen to your voice and give us your grace and peace to follow your will and not listen on our own desires. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Good morning. A friend of mine from high school sent me a clip on WhatsApp application, and it reads like this. I will take my frustrations and many difficult situations and lay them at the Lord's feet. It is His grace that will enable me to handle the things I can change. I don't want to constantly struggle with things I have no control over. I want God's peace, so I will give everything to Him and ask Him to change me and my heart. I want my heart to be more God-centered than problem-centered. I want to have more faith and fewer doubts and fear. I can do this with God's help and by praising and praying more and by bathing my mind in God's word. I won't see the change I want unless I take the steps of faith to make it happen. I won't see the things I want change on unless I take steps of faith to make it happen. The psalm for today, Psalm 23, is one of my favorite psalms. I like to read these psalms when I walk out of town. I used to work at Texas Juvenile Justice Department, so I worked a lot of times outside the town. As a matter of fact, we recite these psalms daily before the evening prayer in my household. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. What I find interesting about this psalm is that it means something different to me every day and every time that I read it. It depends on my journey of faith during that day. It depends on my mood. It depends on what I'm going through. It depends on what I've seen that day. I'm going to make a little bit joke about myself this morning and tell you a story. When my first girl was going to college 3.5 years ago, as a matter of fact, she'll be finishing this May, next month, I cried like a baby because this is a little girl that I've shielded, protected, guide, and talk to every day about life, about what she should be able to see, and the guidance I've given her. But she's going 3.5 hours away, where I can't just be there like that. I panicked, I get scared, I worried, and my faith wasn't in place because I was thinking, how could I protect this girl? She thought she knew everything about the world. But she didn't know anything. Like I told you, I travel a lot. So I go to Austin a lot. And she's going to school in Austin. So I decided to do an orientation. I said, I'm going to show a couple of things. So we stay at the Omni Hotel in downtown across from the Episcopal Church right there. So I took her down to 6th Street. If anybody ever knew Austin, you know about 6th Street. You can have the food, you can see everything, but everything is on 6th Street. So when we get to 6th Street, I said, this is what they call 6th Street. Because college students, you're going to come right here. I start walking fast. All of a sudden, she started running behind me, walking faster. I said, why are you walking faster? She said, Dad, did you see you on the road? Did you see all this? I said, I said, so when you come, if you're taking college, if you come right here to 6th Street, you better, this is not the place for you. You want to eat, come during the daytime, and come with your friends. What I'm trying to say is that my faith got shaken. I was worried. I should have been praying. I didn't. The overprotective that kicks in. David wrote this Psalms 23 out of great distress, disillusion, distress and scare because King Saul was after him and intended to take his life. Disillusion because of the cruelty of King Saul was not what David expected from the king he adored and the father of his best friend. David was convincing us that God is powerful to remove the roadblocks while we are traveling the tortuous avenue called war. He's also assuring us that God has a place and a peace for us who are tired of wandering through the street of vain life. These Psalms captures the imagination of every age, comfort the commotion of every heart, and confirms the expectation of everyone who believes in the Lord as a good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Conjures up for us the image of peace, rest, safety, security, images that are far from the hustle and bustles, the struggles and uncertainties of daily life in this time of age. We appeal to the good shepherd when times are tough, when we are in crisis, when we want to be enfolded in the arms of a loving God. May I ask this question? Is the Lord your shepherd? Are you willing to come to his fold? These Psalms give us the theology of faith by belief and trust in God. We acknowledge that we are absolutely never alone. Such belief and trust is the hope of life. In our readings today again, it tells us about God's love for us and challenges us to love others and show us that God laid down his life for all of us. Again and again, the Bible tells us that our Lord knows everything about us and sees our heart. Jesus Christ is calling all of us today to trust him and come to him. He is saying, I love. He also directs us to love others, not by using word or speech, or by using truth and our actions. This passage also tells us that we all live under the grace of God, and we just have to do the best that we can. In our gospel for today, Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd that laid down his life for his sheep. In this passage, he talks about a hired hand that does not own the sheep, doesn't care about the sheep, and the wolves coming runs away. We all know about this world. We all know that the only person we can trust and that will stay with us is our Lord Jesus Christ, that will not run away from us when we're having trouble, that will stay with us when we're going through difficulties, Jesus said, I know my own, and my own knows me, just as Father knows me. Ladies and gentlemen, to the good shepherd, race, sex, ethnicity, and nationality are all unimportant. We are all his flock. He lives for the sheep, he died and rose again, and he will never abandon us. Jesus is saying today, it is okay, telling our Lord that we are all his sheep, and he owns all of us. Therefore, Jesus is praying for us right now. How can we lose with just a shepherd like that? Archbishop Desmond Tutu once wrote, God is our homeland, but many of us have strayed away from our native land. May the vulnerable prayers and tradition of community provide a direction home. Basically telling us that if we stray away, God is ready to take us. Jesus said, again, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. Again, is the Lord your shepherd? Are you willing to come to his fold? God has proven his love on the cross when Christ hung, bled, and died. It was God saying to all of us, I love you. Our good God, we thank you for the gift of life. Strengthen our faith in you and help us to trust you and to know that, and for us to know that with you, all things are possible. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.